anybody that might fit that profile and has an inspirational story
Love
to share.
Talk
share.
Radio.
Nah.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Life Coach Radio Network and Life Coach Chat. I am your host, Coach Mandy Rosniak of Interwinning Coaching, and I'm being joined tonight by Coach Barbara Hetzel of Ridgetop Coaching, where you reach new heights every day. And also with Dexter Cicero, we're just actually waiting for him to come on the line. So we'll take a few minutes to try to connect up with him. So if we just going to take a minute here, Barbara, I'm just going to actually pass it off to you for 1 second to see if we've got Dexter on the line and get that all set up. So if you wouldn't mind, in a moment, I'm just going to introduce what we're going to be talking about, and then I'll pass it off to you, and we'll see if we can connect up with Dexter here. Okay?
That sounds good.
So tonight we'll... Does that sound good?
Yep, that sounds great.
Okay, so tonight we'll be discussing the topic Triumph Through Transition, and we're going to be looking at different types of transitions that we face, some strategies, tips for moving through the transition, and just, things that we can help you hopefully work through some of that stuff. So our audience, to call in and share either story or ask some questions, the phone number that you can call in tonight is 646-716-9397. So again, if you'd like to call in, share some information, or have a question, the number is going to be 646-716-9397. So I'm going to check in here, and I think we might have Dexter on the line, so let me just, something just keeps kind of popping up and popping off, so I guess this is a little bit of the modern technology stuff. So right now, you guys are going to have Barbara and myself, so we'll get going into everything. So before we dive into our topic tonight, Triumph Through Transition, we're going to take a few minutes just to introduce ourselves, get to know a little bit about how we got started and came into coaching, and just how this topic sort of resonates with us. So Barbara, if you'd like to take a moment, a couple minutes here, and share with us who you are, a bit about yourself, and you know how you got into coaching, or and also how or why this transition resonate with you, that'd be great.
Well, thanks, Mandy. It's first of all, I just want to say it's really great to be part of this show tonight, and I think it's going to have a lot of juicy pieces of information for the listeners because everybody goes through transitions all the time. So it's I think everybody's going to be able to resonate with our topic tonight. I do want to tell you a little bit about myself. As Mandy has said, my name is Barbara Hetzel, and I'm the owner and the founder of Ridgetop Coaching. And I've been involved in coaching probably for about 30 years on and off just in my profession. And then most recently, I've decided to launch into just doing coaching exclusively. So I'm really happy to be able to bring that to the people that I interact with and I work with. When I think about transition, I think about all of the different ways that things change in life. And it could be things that are, really important things, and it could be some minor things. But how we deal with it is what makes all the difference in terms of how we manage those transitions and the things that those changes in our lives. And that could be in our personal lives, or that could be in our professional lives. And I think that hopefully we'll have some, we'll have some really good questions and a great conversation tonight. So once again, thank you so much for having me on the show.
Well, we're glad to have you here on our Life Coach Chat, because that's, coming from sort of the format of The View and trying to get different people's ideas and thoughts and backgrounds involved. So it's a great thing. I'm going to take 1 second here and click on and see if we've got Dexter with us. So give me 1 second here as we connect in. Dexter, is that
Hello?
You on the line? Hi, is that
Hello?
Dexter? Hello, can you hear us?
Yes, I've been on the line waiting.
Okay. Yeah, we were just we were going live, so we were just kind of getting everything started. So we're just starting our introductions and everything, and
yes.
Barbara just shared with us her story, how she sort of got into coaching, and things such as that, a little bit about her background before we sort of dive into our topic tonight. So Dexter, if you would like to take a couple minutes to, share with us your background, introduce yourself to the audience, how you got interested in coaching, and you know, any thoughts on our topic tonight about triumph through transition?
Good evening, everyone. My name is Dexter Cicero. I am a personal dynamics coach, which means that, excuse me, I have a bit of a cough, means that I ask very tough questions. I get you to go deep. I don't give you answers. I don't give you advice, but I ask very tough questions and allow you to look, to go into the deepest part of yourself and find the answer to all the questions that you have ever had or you know, to the things that you want to do or know in life, because we all do have the answers. And so that's part of what I do. You know, when we're talking about transition can be tough or it can be easy. I mean, it depends on the situation. It depends on the words that we tell ourselves, how we go about things, you know, how we watched our parents go from one thing to the next to make their own transitions in life and how they supported each other. So there are a lot of factors in that, and I believe in that that each person gets to have someone who stands for them to see them through the next phase of whatever it is they're trying to do or achieve in life.
That sounds great. It's great information there. I think from what you both have shared with us, we're going to have a lot of information to share with the audience tonight, so that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Before I introduce myself here, Barbara, if you just want to just share with us real quickly how people could get a hold of you after the show tonight if they wanted to contact you for more information.
Oh, sure, absolutely. Thanks, Mandy. Yeah, you can couple of ways that you can contact me. One is that you can go onto my website, which is www.bridgetopcoaching.com, and there's certainly a contact form that you can fill out to get in touch with me. You could also call me direct on my business phone number, which is 908-509-1892. And of course, you can always email me at info@ridgetopcoaching.com. That's RIDGETOP coaching.com.
Okay, great. And we will, at the end of the show, we'll recap some of that information. So if anybody didn't get a chance to write that down, we can do it. Also, just to let everybody know, this show is being recorded tonight. So with any of this information we're sharing, please feel free to come back onto the Blog Talk Radio in Life Coach Network, and you can listen to this show again. So, Dexter, if you'd like to share with us how someone could reach you if they were looking for more information and contact you.
You can email me at Dexter Cicero, which is spelled Cicero, C-I-C-E-R-O, @gmail.com, or you can simply call me at 347-526-4752.
Okay, great. So thank you guys for sharing that with us. And so now I'll introduce myself to everyone out there. My name is Mandy Rozniak, and I go by Coach Mandy. My business name is Inner Winning Coaching, and I like to work with athletes, high school, college, serious weekend warriors, who are trying to get them to train their brains so they can up their game. Looking to basically just sort of bring out their best self, both on and off the field, focusing on personal development so that they can gain their peak performance. I like to basically sort of go and say I coach the person, not the player. And part of how I got into this with doing the coaching on this basis is my background is 20 years with the coaching in the college level. I coached college softball. And for 9 years, I was a Division I head coach, so I know a lot about athletes running into roadblocks or sometimes leaving their best self on the bench. So that's how I got into doing the work I'm doing now. I do a lot of mental game training and things of that nature. So, and how coaching, getting into my coaching is actually really fitting for what we're doing tonight, because transition resonates with me very strongly. Working with athletes as I did, watching them go from high school to college and then college to the real world, I saw a lot about transition, watching them personally, you know, go through that personal growth and everything. Yet I also experienced a lot of personal transition when I was deciding to move away from college athletics. I experienced a career change, illness in my family, and at the same time I was going through those types of things, I was ending a long-term relationship and dealing with all that stuff. So I was kind of thrown into the crust, you know, thrown right into it and talk about major life transitions. And very happy to say that I walked through the fire and have better than ever. Things that couldn't be better right now. So I'm just, you know, very much, like I said, have experienced a lot of transition. So that's why tonight when we came up with this topic, I was very excited for it. So I'm looking forward to what we're going to be talking to about tonight. So if anyone wanted to reach me after tonight, my coaching business name is Tara Winning Coaching, and my website is www.coachmandy.com, and my email is mandy@coachmandy.com. So if anybody wanted to reach me after that. And again, I'd like to remind everyone, if you're looking to call in and have anything you'd like to share, offer, or questions, the number is 646-716-9397. So as we go into our topic tonight, triumph through transition, I'll just very quickly just sort of introduce a very simple definition of transition is the process of beginnings and endings. It's also a period of change from one state or condition to another. And I know one thing that I found that was very interesting when doing some research was finding out that there's slow growth transitions versus surprise attackers. I kind of like that language that they had used. And slow growth was examples of people going through midlife changes, relationship changes, lifestyle changes, retirement, puberty, menopause, high school to college, and et cetera, things like that. And then the surprise changes were things like job loss, end of relationships, death of a loved one, illness, and et cetera. So in that, that was just a little bit of a laying down some foundation of just what quote-unquote transition is defined as. So Barbara, I'd like to throw it out to you. Just in general, what are some thoughts you have about transitions?
Well, Mandy, just as you were even like starting to identify, you know, some different transitions that people encounter in their lives, my mind was just starting to go to all of those examples you were giving, and I could think of things in my own life that really would resonate with that. I just, you know, you think of illness in the family. I just like a week and a half ago, one of my cousins had triple bypass surgery, you know, and I think about the transition of what happens for him and for his wife. And now, you know, the usual routine is just all up in the air because this life changing thing has happened, you know, and that's one of the, you know, kind of like where my thoughts went when you were talking about, you know, things that happen, you know, quickly as opposed to, you know, things taking, you know, several years. And of course I think about all the people that were in New York and New Jersey in particular.
Barbara, are you there? We were having a little bit of it sounds like there's some interference possibly. Can you still hear us? Hear me?
I can still hear you, yes.
Okay. It broke up when you were talking a little, you were saying a little bit about something about New York and New Jersey. I'm thinking possibly with, so if you want to pick up from there.
Sure. I was talking about the people that were impacted by Superstorm Sandy and how even though it's kind of like that transition is kind of like a mixture of the two things that you're talking about. One is certainly the event itself was something, you know, immediate and quick and strong. But yet there's, you know, 6-7 months later where we are now and people are now, there's still this length of time that is going on that they're still trying to rebuild their lives, you know, from that and rebuild their businesses. And so it kind of has an element of both of those definitions that you talked about in terms of transition. Those are right away ideas that thoughts, experiences of my own that kind of came to my mind when you were offering those different definitions.
Great. And those are definitely some things. Like you brought up a great piece in regards to, like with what happened in from the storm. Is you're right. There was that immediate shock of everything you're experiencing, but then it's the long term. So, you know, how do you cope with it afterwards? So yeah, those are some great points. I'm sure we can build on as we move along here. Dexter, how about yourself? Anything with either what Barbara shared or anything specific in mind that you have in regards to about transitions in general that maybe you haven't shared yet? Dexter, we still got you there? Barbara, how about you? Are you still there?
I'm still here. Yep, I'm still here.
Okay. Dexter, are you there with us? Okay.
Can you hear me?
No, we didn't hear anything, so I'm not sure. So if you want to maybe just start from the question, do you need to repeat the question, or did you hear it?
I heard the question. Sometimes,
okay.
I guess I just cut out on this thing. I think transition can be an opportunity to really sit down, reflect, and grow, and enjoy the process, no matter what it is. You learn something new about yourself. You learn something new about the situation. Sometimes it brings us even closer to the person that, let's say, is dying or whatever the case may be. You may hear wonderful stories. Because I know that when my grandfather was passing away, he is a very important part in our family. I gained so much knowledge and information, and I started to create our family tree, and it was just an amazing experience. I looked at his death as like an opportunity to grow as a person, and also to see that it was time, the natural passing of time, you know, and things in his transition also, you know, in life, and he was very prepared for that. So I always see transition as a wonderful, wonderful thing, no matter what it is, because something good is always on the other side. So that's where I want to share my transition.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's I think sometimes, you know, we don't necessarily use the word transition a lot. We throw out change. You hear people, I think, just they say change a lot. And I think one thing that happens when you think about change is nobody likes change, whether it's good change or bad change. Yet it's around us all the time, whether it's transition, change, you know, whatever word you want to attach to it. Even from our daily lives, you know, transitioning from waking up in the morning to moving into your job during the day, or you know, you transition from work back into the house at night. So transition, I think, is around us constantly. It's just we don't usually, I think, really look at it, face it, unless it's more of a major event, you know, type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think it's and yet tonight, what we are talking about a little bit is looking at that, you know, how do we make it through in a positive way through the transitions, without a doubt. So, you know, and speaking to that, so when people are facing a transition, whether you want to, you know, use an example that you've personally experienced or someone you've worked with, what are some of the greatest challenges, and Dexter, I'll start with you this time, what are some of the greatest challenges you feel people face when they're coming up against some of the transitions, no matter what it might be? And like I said, if you'd like to use an example or whatever, feel free.
I think some of the challenges people come up against are asking for help sometimes, because you know, the egoic mind is like, I can handle this, I've got this, I don't need anyone. And how much better would it be if you had someone to stand by your side to listen to you, not to offer you advice, but just to listen, just to be there if you needed to cry, if you needed to vent, if you needed to say, I don't know what to do. You know, also that's very important. Some people just, they won't say that they don't know what to do. They'll stand firm and say, well, I've got this, and the whole way through, they're like, I have no idea what's going on. They don't know what questions to ask, who to ask, or whatever. And it's important that we become more vulnerable in those moments, and so that we could go every which way we need to go to really get to the heart of what's happening and really land on the other side with on our two feet.
Yeah, no, that's great, and something you just brought up there is kind of becoming one of my new favorite topics right now, and that's vulnerability.
Mm-hmm.
I've kind of just recently discovered one of my new favorite people, and Brené Brown, who studies vulnerability and shame. So when you just talked about that, I think being vulnerable
mm-hmm.
is a very difficult thing for people to look at and face, and you're right, when you're going through a transition, it's all about, I think, the vulnerability and all about the having to build and look for support systems, because
mm-hmm.
going through anything, you try to go through it alone, and it's going to be a very difficult process. So, yeah, I think
mm-hmm.
that was some great stuff.
Yeah, that's I tended to, from an early age, just because my parents divorced when I was young, my mom and I for a while, and you know, my mom didn't really talk much. So I always took the stance of, I can do it alone, and in relationships, it never worked, because if something would come up, I can do this. I have this. I handle this. And I wouldn't be handling, I wouldn't handle anything. I would just kind of go, oh, my God, I don't know what to do. I don't even know who to ask or where to turn. And then nothing was moving forward. And then eventually the relationship would crumble because I couldn't take care of what I needed to take care of. And then I was in shame. And then I was, you know, angry with myself and all these other things. So, yeah, it is important that we have help and we speak up, we ask.
Yeah, no, that is great, and it's I think sometimes too there's a piece of when, especially when you're going through some of these surprise transitions or the things that, you know, maybe like a job loss or an end of a relationship. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we don't always want to share that information with other people because it can be embarrassing, or we can be, you know, feel mm-hmm. a little bit of like we failed. So you don't necessarily want to broadcast your failures. Mm-hmm. Yet at the same time, it is something very difficult to go through alone. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. So Barbara, how about yourself? Anything, when people are facing that transition or anything we've just been touching about, you know, what are some of you think some of the greatest challenges?
Well, I have this, I kind of think about change and transition this is how I process it in my head. I think that change is the event. Transition is the process after the change. And so,
hold on, Barbara. If you hold on, one second, you cut out. You cut out during. I think you're about to give us a great quote, and it cut out on you, Kevin. So I want to give you a chance to start that over.
What I was saying is that I think change is the event, and transition is the process after the change.
Mm-hmm.
So if the change is, you know, say the death of a loved one, or the change is the loss of a job, the transition is what you do after the event has happened, how you manage it. You know, you guys were talking about vulnerability, who you talk to, who you don't talk to, who do you share it with, who you don't share it with. I think those are all really important pieces when you're talking about the process of trying to essentially wrap your head around this event that happened or this change that happened, and how do you want to how do you want to all of a sudden recognize how you're different? You know, when those kinds of events happen, we change, we become different, and whether you want to embrace that or whether you want to deny it, and everybody has that choice, you know, when they're going through something. So I think that's part of the I think that's one of the big challenges, especially for big life transitions that happen to people. I think that, they could be really happy things too. It could be the birth of a child, you know. It could be, you know, getting married. But once that change happens, you're different. And the transition, embracing the transition, means embracing that and recognizing that now you're a different person, that this event has happened, this thing has happened, and you have a new reality. And how do you want to manage that, and how do you want to move through it and with it is one of the greatest challenges, I think, that we all face when it comes to a transition.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. I mean, that was great. Matter of fact, like, can you reshare with us? Because I'm not sure if that's that same piece you shared with me earlier this evening when we were talking, but that with what you started with, I thought that was really great. If you might want to just say that one more time about the change that you started the piece with.
Yeah, what I just said just now?
Or no, it was almost like the little quote. I felt like I wanted to be Oprah at that moment and do like my aha moment, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah, I was just saying the change is the event, and that the transition is what you do after the event has happened or after the change has happened, and the change can be, kind of how I think about it. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great way to look at it, without a doubt. Certainly. I just want to take a quick minute here just to remind everybody, if anybody wants to call in, if they want to share something that they've gone through, a change that they've gone through, or the transition that they've made after that, the phone number is 646-716-9397. I know I have some friends and family out there who are potentially listening. So if you guys, anyone wants to call in and share anything with us or ask a question, please feel free to do that. Again, the number is 646-716-9397. So as we continue to move forward here with talking about transition and change and all these great things, what would you say? You know, we've talked about some challenges and things to that nature. If someone was gonna, they're trying to come up with, against something that, maybe it's a sudden thing. Any tips or anything that you guys could share with, might be some things that someone could do for themselves, when they sort of, come up on sort of a sudden piece. Barbara, we'll start with you this time. Something that, any tips or anything, thoughts that you could recommend for someone if they're coming up on a transition or a change?
The first thing that comes to my mind is, especially if it's something sudden and if it's something that's painful, so maybe it's a loss of a job or maybe it's the death of a loved one. I don't know, and maybe this is just how I deal with it or how I deal with things like that, is that, I give myself a little bit time to kind of, to like regroup, I guess, or to kind of, if I feel like, staying in bed for the day, I stay in bed for the day. That there's something all right about, kind of finding your safe place and recognizing that that's a place that you need to be for a period of time. Now, I'm not necessarily advocating that you stay there for a month, but if that's what you need to do in order to heal from whatever the pain that has happened to you, then yeah, definitely do that. But also, hopefully you would talk to somebody too, so somebody could be checking in on you. But I think that part of it is just to acknowledge that this painful thing has happened, and it's okay to feel sad about it, and it's okay to grieve about it, and it's okay to, to just kind of be a mess about it for a while. There's nothing there's no rules that say that you have to like snap out of it, like Cher in the movie,
Yeah.
You can't,
right.
It's okay, that you can feel what you need to feel at the time, because that's really appropriate.
Yeah, no, definitely. That's some great, great stuff. How about yourself, Dexter? Anything, either expand on what Barbara shared with us or your own thoughts?
It's the same, very similar. It's not the same. Take a moment, sit on your couch, veg off for the day, put on your favorite TV show, lay in bed, have that, tub of ice cream, eat that chocolate bar. Just do it and then grieve, if grieving is necessary for that particular, whatever it may be. Call a friend up, have a friend that grieves with the friend, let it out. Again, don't look for advice, but just look for a letting go and having someone there with you who loves you and cares for you and knows you very well, so that you can feel their love and support in the room with you. Those are things that I would do personally to like deal with any situation that happens, sudden or not.
Well, that was good. And you, I know, I had talked earlier in some previous connections that we had made about the support system as well, mm-hmm. being a really important piece. I know you touched on it a little bit tonight, but is there anything more in regards to the support system that you maybe wanted to add to that? Because obviously with what you just shared now, that would be an important piece to really mm-hmm. foster and grow. Was there any mm-hmm. more on that core piece you wanted to expand on?
Yes. Support is very interesting because a lot of the times it comes in various packages. Sometimes it comes in like, I'm taking your side if something just happened, how dare that person say that to you, or how dare this, person do that. It also comes in like, our mom kind of touching us and being very gentle with us, or sometimes our dad giving us a stern look. I think one of the things we need to remember about support when anything happens in someone's life is not to be the advice giver of things, because that's not what a person needs at that particular moment in time. They just need someone to be there for them, totally. And we can always learn new ways of giving support, to people. Instead of doing just the old habits that we may have seen from a mom or a dad, or because we can learn new ways. Again, just being there, just being, forget about like yourself for a moment and just listen to whatever the person is saying. Don't say, I know, I get it, nothing. Just completely just listen and be there for the person. And I think that in and of itself is a huge, huge help to everyone when it comes time to deal with whatever they're dealing with.
That is great. That's a great piece. And I'm happy to say we actually have a caller. I'm going to preface this fact that this was not a setup. As we go to this caller, I know this person very, very well, and actually it could be a great insight because I know she is headed for a major life transition herself right now. So I will let her introduce herself, and like I said, this was not a setup call. She is calling completely on her own. I wasn't even 100% sure she was going to be on tonight, but here we will go. We will go to our first caller.
What I'm
caller,
calling
hi, are you
about
there?
You guys are giving permission to sit on the sofa and put your feet up and relax. If you've lived your whole life with a Puritan work ethic, how do you give yourself permission to sit around and do nothing?
Can you just write the first part of that question?
I said if you've lived your whole life with a Puritan work ethic, and now you guys are saying you can give yourself permission to sit around with your feet up and do nothing. How do you give yourself permission to do that?
I'm going to, for a minute here, I'm going to let Barbara jump in and then Dexter, because can I reveal your identity? Is that okay?
Fine.
This caller is my mother. I'm calling in. So and she is. Can I hear
Hi, Mom.
A little bit more? but the piece with it, she. Can I share your age? Is that okay too?
Well, everybody knows it.
Okay. She just turned 75, and she is Ooh. Still working full time at the job she's been doing for 34 years, and
wow.
she's finally going to retire this July. And so all she has known is basically working. So that is a little bit of the basis of where this question comes from. So based on that, Barbara, I'll throw it out to you because I'm not sure if this is kind of like when you go to the doctor if you're supposed to answer that question. But like I said, so Barbara, I'll throw that out to you first.
Well, first of all, congratulations on your retirement. I hope that it's something that you're looking forward to. And thanks for calling in tonight. I think that. I think it's not a matter of doing something completely different that's out of your character. Like if what you need to do, what you feel like you need to do is to sit back and put your feet up, then feel free to go ahead and do that and don't judge yourself on that. If that's not what you want to do, if you want to go out and you want to, you know, take a walk around the block, then do that. It's just a matter of you know, taking an action because you want to take an action, and that action could be sitting with your feet up, or it could be, you know, something that's, you know, that has you moving or doing something else. Maybe it's volunteering for something, but it's about listening to your own inner self about what actions you want to take while you're now, while you're in the middle of this transition, or while you're in transition, or while you're, you know, you've done one thing and now you're doing something completely different. So it's not about, if you want to put your feet up, then put your feet up. It's okay. If you want to take a walk around the block, that's okay too. If you want to volunteer at a soup kitchen, that's good too. It's whatever's going to work for you, and whatever your desire of your heart is at the time. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does, but my problem is being able to let go of working every day, all day. It's not that I don't want to, I just don't know how.
I could appreciate that. That's, you know, something you've been doing for a long, long time, for many, many years, and all of a sudden, you know, you wake up the day after that, and you're not doing that anymore. So what kinds of things would you have, what kinds of things can you set up for yourself that would, on that first day of retirement, that you can, so you know what your schedule could be that day?
Well, I already have another job.
Wow.
Okay, see?
As a matter of fact,
care
I have three
already.
Jobs. I have three
volunteer
jobs lined up, so hopefully they will all turn out to be what I'm really looking for.
Wow, you're amazing. You're pretty amazing.
Yeah, so Dextra, I don't know if there's anything, any piece on there or anything you'd like to share or throw in there.
I was, you know, agreeing with Barbara on, you know, at that moment. First, I wanted to say that, you know, putting your feet up is just a temporary thing. You just do it for a little while because you will get bored, and then you will want to get to the next thing, whatever that may be for you. And, you know, and Barbara is right. You know, whatever in that moment your inner voice or self speaks to, just go ahead and do it. It doesn't matter. You know, and if working for you is the thing that you enjoy most, do it. You know, there isn't any right or wrong here. One thing I do suggest is, you know, think about something else you've always wanted to do that, you know, because you were working, you may not have gotten around to, and go do that and just try something a little different just for once, you know, and because you can always work. You can always, you know, you're built for that. You can always do that, but just do something a little different and just, you know, enjoy life in a different way, you know, this one time. You know, if you do it for a month, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, whatever the case may be, until you decide, you know, I've had enough of that, it was good, and I'm ready to get back to work. That's something that I always, you know, put on the table for people to look at.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and speaking to you as someone who's known you for a few years, one thing for sure is, and I already know you've already set quite a few things up. I think it's the piece of, with all those new adventures that you've already starting to get lined up. You know, going in, I think part of the shift is going to be your daily routine of your work life isn't going to be that same, you know, 8 to 3 every day kind of piece. It's going to be a little bit, you know, it's going to be a little bit more altered because it's not going to be the same routine every day. Yet, as I said, I do know that, you know, you've already got your several other irons in the fire. So I think it's just a matter of allowing yourself that space and time to do the new things you're doing, and then also get out there and in the garden and do those other things, and just sort of developing that new routine, which I think is probably going to be that greatest challenge, because, you know, you have some other things going on that will maintain part of a routine for you, and yet filling up that other space, and not having that, you know, from you wake up, you're doing this, and this. I think that developing that new routine is going to be the piece that'll help you. You'll settle in. But knowing you as I do, you'll settle in quite nicely. And before you know it, you'll be running something else and taking on far more challenges than you're probably doing right now. So.
Okay. Well, thank you guys, and I will sign off and listen to the rest of the show.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. Good night.
Okay. Bye. yeah, that was, you know, it's kind of funny because, like I said, that was so not a setup call. And just knowing, you know, she brings up a good piece from the standpoint of, because I'm here in Connecticut, in New England, and I know, Barbara, you're in Northern Jersey, and Dexter, I believe you're in the city area, right? Correct?
Yes, yeah. Brooklyn,
yeah. Yeah, okay. And, you know, it's one of those things, born and raised in Connecticut all my life, so, you know, it's that quote-unquote New England tradition, and it's, you know, it's not saying that nobody else has it, but it's that mentality of if you're not doing something all the time, then you're not being productive, or that you're not being worthwhile. So learning to shift away from that, you know, I'm sure is very, it's going to be a very difficult thing because, you know, again, having the background, I mean, I can remember her telling me stories of when she was 8, 9, 10 years old. She grew up in Maine. You know, she was picking potatoes out of the, you know, out of the fields, because that's what they did up in Maine when you were a kid. You, in the summers, you worked in the potato farms. And I'm going to, you know, probably pay for this later, but, you know, but so she's only known working for, you know, since her entire life. So I think, you know, when you talk about, again, going through that transition, very, you know, that is a, you know, place to come from of, wow, now what do I do? You know, so, yeah, it's definitely a big time and a shift.
Mm.
Can I just
jump in here a minute, Mandy?
Yeah.
I was thinking too that, you know, not just because of the caller, but also, you know, other people that are in a similar situation, you know, where something that they did for a long time, all of a sudden they're not doing it anymore for any number of reasons, you know, that could occur. But I think one of the things that's helpful in a transition like that is having a plan. If it's something that you're anticipating is going to happen, like a retirement, if you can have a plan in place to at least know what you're going to do next. Because I think one of the biggest challenges in that particular scenario is that people don't know what to do with all their time. How do they fill their time? Because they're so used to filling their time by, you know, getting up, getting dressed, you know, gone to work, doing their work, and then coming home. You know, work is a huge amount of time in adults' lives. And all of a sudden, then you're not doing that anymore. What do you do with all that time? So I think if you're anticipating that kind of a transition, try to put some plans into place for what you're going to do once you're no longer in that routine, you're starting to establish a different routine for yourself. I think that could be really helpful for people.
Right. And I also think, too, and this is, I think, a piece that had been shared and kind of going along, because I personally experienced when I was going through the career transition of, you know, one day I was Division I college softball coach, and the next day I was changing careers, and I said, you know, and I found myself in the middle of my busiest season or busiest time saying, okay, what do I do with myself now? And for the first couple weeks, it was a really big challenge. There was actually a lot of guilt around it, and, you know, a lot of guilt and a lot of, you know, different feelings such as that of, you know, regret, sadness, you know, all those kinds of things, because I shouldn't not be doing anything with sort of the mentality I have. I should be doing something, until I sort of took the step back and gave myself permission to go find out, who the heck are you? You know, what do you want to do? What are the things you like to do? You know, and all of a sudden I discovered this whole new life that I didn't even realize was out there before me. But I think, you know, like you say, I think when people are going through sometimes those initial days, you know, allow yourself to feel the feelings. I think this is what both you guys were mentioning earlier. Allow yourself to feel the feelings that are going to come up, because you don't want to, like, try to stuff them down. Let them be there. Let them work through, because there's going to be all sorts of things. You're going to be probably happy and sad, you know, within an hour of each other, because it's a change of routine and all those other kinds of things, without a doubt. Yeah, definitely. So is there anything else either of you would like to add to that piece, or anything that came up with what we were just talking about in the last couple minutes? No? Okay.
No.
Nothing that popped up. Okay. Well, believe it or not, time is flying by for us, and, you know, we still have good amount, you know, about 15 minutes left, so there's, you know, going to be some other things we'll do for the wrap-up. But, you know, a question that came to mind, and, you know, sometimes I don't know where these things pop into my head, so I just go with them. I apologize if I'm just throwing this one out there, but
cool.
How do you feel that TV and movies, like, really extort or really, not extort is probably not the right word, but really distort our views on going through change and transition. You know, because I think we're such a media-driven society right now that, you know, any thoughts you might have on how, you know, how what's out there before us really distorts what it's like to go through a change or a transition.
Mm.
But, Dexter, I'll pass it off to you first.
Yeah. You know, one of the things, I don't know if people really pay attention to this, is that movies really, a lot of times, give us a sense of who we are in the world and society, in our homes. They give us a sense of, they allow us to romanticize about life and love and career and what we want to do, you know. But I think that when we run into trouble, when we think that, oh, well, this is how it happened in the movie. You know, person A did this, and then this person B said this, and this is how it went, and everything was wonderful at the end. And then we try that in our lives, and it doesn't really work out that way. I think we should really find ourselves in trouble. So I think we need to be able to distinct and have a clear distinction in our head of that's fantasy, that's how it happened there, this isn't reality, this isn't how I'm going to live my life, this isn't how I want Prince Charming to show up, or this isn't how I'm going to deal with these particular situations that show up in my life. You know, I'm going to look at very real, hard facts and make decisions based on that as opposed to just some fairy tale. So I think they can play a very important role in our lives if we allow them to, but we don't want them to at the end of that.
Right, right. Yeah, definitely. And Barbara, how about yourself? Any thoughts that maybe are a little bit either similar to textures or anything a little bit different?
Well, the first thing, when you asked the question, the first thing that popped into my mind is that, you know, things don't get resolved in 60 minutes or 2 hours.
No.
Right.
You know, because everything's accelerated, you know, in a TV show, you know, even a half hour sitcom, you know,
mm-hmm.
that doesn't, you know, takes place over the course of an entire day or, you know, 2 weeks. You know, it doesn't, because of the fast forward and all those kinds of things. And certainly, you know, a movie, you know, has a whole another, you know, dimension of time. It's very accelerated. And I think that some of the distortion could come in those genres because it's not, you know, it's not real time. And, you know, you could be looking at that or viewing it and saying, wow, you know, okay, yeah, it looks pretty good, but there's still, you know, there's a lot of work that somebody might have to do in order to get themselves through their own transition to get from point A to point B. And it's not always easy, and it's not always, you know, to Dexter's point, you know, it's not always romantic. You know, it's not,
right.
In real life, everybody doesn't always forgive everybody.
Right.
You know,
no.
And I think that's part of it. You know, real life is a little messier, I think, than the TV and movies kind of portray sometimes.
No, absolutely. Because the thought that came up for me, and like I said, I'm not really sure where the question popped into my head, but I think it is just sort of based on that fact that, you know, we're constantly being sent these cues as to this is how we're supposed to be, and this is who and how we're supposed to, like handle situations. And yet when we're then faced with them ourselves, I think that's where, you know, I think that's where some of that self-doubt, some of the guilt, some of those negative emotions, you know, when you're dealing with maybe more of a difficult transition come in, yet also at the same time with the happy ones, you know, getting married, having a baby, doing a relocation, you know, they always make it look like it's just so, so easy and so simple. And change, key is change, whether it's a positive change or a negative change. And I think, you know, I think, again, we're sent so many mixed messages or so many messages that tell us that it's supposed to be, you know, tied up in this neat little package, and it's supposed to go A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and, you know, we're supposed to move through, you know, like you know, said, like in that there's supposed to be a time frame that we're supposed to be okay, you know, and at the end, you know, everything works out perfectly. So I think that's also something else to remember is the fact that if we if we rely on looking at how someone else did it or how it happened on a show or, you know, anything like that, I think that could also trip us up too, because we're each individuals and we have to look at our own individual selves to find our own way. And it goes back to some of what we've already shared of making sure you have that support system, you know, making sure you're allowing yourself to feel those different emotions, you know, to really move through that process. Yeah, definitely. Anything else? Yeah, any follow-up piece to that for either of you?
Go ahead, Barbara.
No, go ahead, Dexter. You first.
No, it was just, you know, I was just thinking, like, you know, in like a romantic situation where sometimes the people want everything to be perfect. And again, it's just adding on, just everything to be perfect. And when it's not, when real stuff starts to happen, the person with the idea of how things are supposed to be just loses it. And then a potentially good relationship just sort of falls apart because you have this idea of things are perfect because you've allowed, you know, what you see in the cinema to influence what you think, and then when reality sets in, it's like the two don't match. So it can be messy when it gets real. Yeah. That's all.
How about you, Barb? Was there anything else that you wanted to add to that?
I was thinking, I just had this thought that popped into my head, and I was thinking about how transitions, like the same event affects different people differently. So, you know, say you have a loss of a parent and you have siblings. You know, I just went through this last year. Each one of my siblings and I, we all dealt with that very different. And this, it was the same event. It was the same change, but the transition process was different for each one of us. And I think that that's pretty common. So say there's a huge layoff at your place of business, you know, and you know, so say, you know, 50 people get fired. Each one of those 50 people, the same event happened to them, but how they transition through it is going to be vastly different. And so I think that's one of the other things to keep in mind about transitions, that each person's experience is unique to them. You know, kind of ties into what we were talking about in terms of the media, you know, that there's this sense of put out there, like, this is how it's supposed to be, and this is the path it's going to take, but it doesn't, you know, and it's unique to each individual, even if the event is the same.
Right. Yeah, no, absolutely, and I think, you know, that speaks to just, in general, the individuality and things within our daily routines of, you know, we all could experience something that's a very similar situation and just have that different experience or different reaction to it. So, yeah, that's very important. Two great points you guys brought up, without a doubt. Well, believe it or not, time is flying by. So what I'd like to do is we'll do sort of like a one last, like, little bit, maybe like a tip or little piece of advice, if we haven't tapped all those out from you guys yet, but one last tip or piece of advice that you'd like to give someone facing a transition. And then we can do just a little bit of a recap again of how people can contact us, and we will also talk about some other shows on the Life Coach Chat and the Life Coach Radio Network that are going to be coming up. And believe it or not, that's potentially going to wrap up our hour. So, what might be one last, like, little tip or piece of advice you might give someone facing a transition, whether positive, negative? Again, if we haven't tapped them all out yet from yourself, if you have any last little good nugget. And Dexter, yeah, I'll go to you first.
I guess for me, it's just stay open to the possibility of what's next for yourself. Don't get too stuck on, I can't believe this happened. Depending on the situation, why is this happening to me? You know, I'm such a good person. I work, you know, whatever the case may be, whatever it is that you're telling yourself, stay open to the possibility of what's new. Always look for, and I don't want to sound Pollyanna about it, but, like, look for what can I learn from this particular situation, you know, because there is always something to learn.
there's growth always to be had. So that's just, you know, how I take it. And that's my last bit of tidbit for tonight.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Great. And Barbara, how about yourself?
I think my last little tidbit, I like that term, Dexter, thanks. I'm gonna steal it from you. I think my last little tidbit is if you find yourself in a transition and you find yourself feeling stuck, take an action. You know, it could be anything. You know, go shopping. You know, read a book, walk around the block, call up a friend. You know, go to the movies, even though we've talked about the movies tonight. You know, but do something. You know, move your body. You know, go to the gym. You know, something. You know, take a bike ride. Whatever. Just, you know, take an action if you find yourself stuck and, you know, not, you know, your wheels are spinning. When your wheels are spinning or they've stopped, take an action, and I think that that can help you to continue to move, move through your process as it exists for you.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's great. Great tidbits there. Yes, we'll steal that Dexter's phrase there. Yeah, and something I have, and actually it was something that I pulled up and I really, really liked it, that I wanted to share was basically call it like the four R's. And that being that recognize that you're in it, respond to the issue, restore and begin to heal, and then renew and create your new chapter. So it's recognize, respond, restore, and renew when you're facing something that, you know, facing that transition out there before you. If we want to just take a quick moment again, Barbara, if you'd like to just remind everyone how they could reach you moving forward from tonight.
Sure, absolutely. For any listeners out there that would like to reach out to me or have a conversation with me, you can reach me at my email is info@ridgetopcoaching. That's info@ridgetopcoaching.com. And my direct line is 908-509-1892. And certainly check out my website.
Great, great. And how about yourself, Dexter?
You can reach me by email at DexterCicero, spelled C-I-C-E-R-O, at gmail.com, or you can call me at 347-526-4752.
Well, thank you for that. And I'm Coach Mandy, and I can be reached at my website is www.coachmandy.com, or my email is mandy@coachmandy.com. And that's two best ways. You can check out the website or contact me via email. And so before we go tonight, I'd just like to quickly let you know about some upcoming shows we have. Coming up on Life Coach Radio Network on Saturday, May 18th at 1 p.m. is a show called The Best Ways to Shift from Stress to Serenity in Seconds. This will be a Life Coach chat with coaches Jose Albino, Joanna Swift, and Filomeno Iorio Tasolic. That was a handful there. Again, that's Saturday, May 18th at 1 p.m. And then on this coming Sunday, the 19th, we have our debut show of Super Soul Sunday, which is this Sunday, May 19th at noon. And we will be discussing Oprah's own network, Super Soul Sunday Show, which is featuring Maya Angelou. And it will be myself, Mandy Rosniak, and I'll be joined by fellow coaches Filomena Iorio-Tasolic and Timothy Billitler. And that's this Sunday, May 19th at noon. And then on Monday, we have a debut show on Monday, May 20th at 8 p.m. called Me Optimized. It will help you. It will help the listeners work through their body and image insecurities to discover their personal style. You won't want to miss this first show where style coach Tiffany Dixon, she'll be sharing the four simple steps you need to follow to start discovering your personal style. So those are the next three shows we have coming up. Saturday, May 18th at 1, Sunday, May 19th at noon, and Monday, May 20th at 8 p.m. right here on Life Coach Radio Network. So we have about 20 seconds left here. I'd like to thank Barbara and Texture for joining me tonight. Looking forward to an opportunity we might get to do this again. And I'd like to thank our caller, Joanne, even though she didn't share her number. And if you guys would like to say, we've got about 6 seconds, a quick goodbye. And
goodbye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, well, take care.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
It was great stuff. Thanks.
Thank you.
Are you guys...
I'm still here.